"Perhaps it is a handsome prince needing your kiss, Sulian," he teased wickedly, holding its little frog face out to her. Sulian shrieked again and ran behind Mr. Ginyan's desk. "Enough is enough," said Mr. Ginyan. "Take the poor thing outside now." When everything had settled down again in class, Abdullah studied hard, as his mother told him. He studied maths and English and faraway countries. He wrote carefully in his book and listened to Mr. Ginyan, but all the while he kept one eye watching out the window for a butterfly for grandfather.